Oh my gosh, by golly, it is time for the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Tuesday, February 4th. Dave here with all the best stuff from today's morning show just for you. We started off with some fancy footwork, compliments of our very own Steve Azzalotti. Valentine's dinner can be yours, courtesy of us. For those who've messed it up in the past, a 90s snack is returning, which got Steve rather excited. We all proposed a character to kill today that we can't stand in commercials and pop culture. Alice Cooper in Song Stories today. We peered in the Born Loser's Diary for another edition of F My Life. And John shared his patented Girl Scout cookies method with the masses today. Here's what it sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
BCO. BOC and Vernon for you. No, I just started thinking about Steve's shoes again this morning. Steve is in, it's a rarity, ladies and gentlemen, that Steve is ever in shoes. All right. Yeah. He's always in sneakers of some kind. And this morning I turned around and he's got shoes on. I said, what the hell are you doing wearing shoes? Yeah. And
I got like a chukka boot on and because I stepped in dog crap yesterday and I didn't get it all off. And it's dark when I get up and just shut up.
Okay, fine.
So, he looks like a bench coach for the Sixers.
So you look like a bench coach for the Sixers.
I look like a bench warmer for the Sixers.
Well,
at least say they look nice.
They do look
You're
nice.
You're very classy
They're
from
very,
the ankle
very
down.
Nice. They you. Are very, very nice Thank shoes. You. Right.
Appreciate it.
Poop foot. All right, so Pupfoot, Dave, and I have a lot planned this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
102.9 MGK.
So I've got really, I have a feeling it's great news for you. I don't know right. where Dave stands on this one, but something tells me that this is right up your alley. You're a 90s kid.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Dunkaroos are coming back.
Get the hell out of here.
Didn't wasn't that something that we mentioned when we did something about things you want to see returned?
Yeah, that was me. Duncan. Yeah. You can only get them in Canada.
Right? Yeah.
Hell yeah! Yeah. Right? That's awesome.
They were discontinued in 2012, but General Mills decided to bring them back. They'll hit stores this summer.
Yes.
All right. I don't think I ever had a Dunkaroo.
You haven't lived. Until you've had a Dunkaroo.
All right. Yeah. Something tells me you will be.
Vanilla cookies that you dip into vanilla frosting with rainbow sprinkles.
Mm-hmm. It's like Fun Dip.
Listen, guys.
With a cracker.
Just an FYI, if there's an email that comes out from sales to do lives for Dunkaroos, either of you replies to it, I'm going to fight you.
Okay.
Sign me up, Mike.
Right now, I'll tell you. It's yours.
Yes!
All right. I mean, and just let me get this straight. Now I know for a fact I've never had a Dunkaroo.
Oh, that's so good.
Right? What it came with frosting and sprinkles,
yeah.
And then
sprinkles. I don't remember that.
So it was almost like funfetti icing. Sprinkles were in the icing.
Okay.
Think of the little cheese and crackers where the cheese is separated. Comes with a little red stick. Right. The Dunkaroos, you just dunked it in.
So
there.
Were they little packages?
Yeah.
Perfect for lunch at school.
So what do Australians have to do with it?
It's the kangaroo, Dunkaroo. Cookies are little kangaroos.
The reason why I'm asking is I found this for you.
My name is Sydney. I'm an Aussie hunk. Got a wacky snacky, don't just eat your dunk. Cookies on one side, frosting on the other. A creamy taste will drive you wild.
Let's have another Dunkaroos, Dunkaroos.
Now,
I don't think that was an American. Really? I don't think that ran in America.
Really? I don't think Nickelodeon was running that one.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all right.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
So I just saw this article. Ad Meter are the people who put together the people's ratings on commercials in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And the top five commercials were the Jeep Groundhog commercial, the Hyundai Park the Car commercial, the Loretta commercial, the Google commercial, mm-hmm. where the guy's going through all those memories of his wife. Right. That was touching.
Yeah.
Right? The Cool Ranch commercial. I mean, you know. The lip doing the worm thing was cool, but the rest of it was like, eh.
Yeah, my son loved that part.
Yeah. And the Rocket Mortgage Comfortable, the Jason
Momoa. I like that one, yeah.
Right, yeah, that one. Then the worst ones were the Trump commercial, the Bloomberg commercial, the Fix the Pretzel commercial, the Pop-Tart pretzel. Uh-huh. Right? Let's see. The bank heist. I still don't know what the hell was going on in that commercial. right? And Winona Ryder. I didn't even realize it was Winona.
I'm shocked by that.
You know, for Squarespace. The one that didn't make the list of the ones I hated was, and I was in shock when it happened because I actually got fooled by it, was the Progressive commercial. Because it looked like Jamie, when it first started, I said, oh, my God, somebody put him in another commercial?
Sure.
All right. I hate Jamie.
Yeah.
If there's anybody on television I could kill off, it would be Jamie from the Progressive
He's
commercials.
Extremely annoying.
Even more than Flo. I mean, you know, I understand people have which would it be for you? Would you Jamie or Flo?
Jamie.
Jamie. Yeah, what about yourself, Dan?
I think I would. I mean, Flo is still kind of like a hot pinup from the mid-century.
Right, exactly, in a weird way. When Flo first started, when she was the checkout girl in the early days, there's something about it. I was like, hey, there's something cute about that.
Poodle skirt.
That went away.
Yeah, it did. But still.
You know what? Well, if you could, who would you kill off? In any, whether it's a commercial or a TV show or something like that.
Without hesitation.
A character, not actually the real actors.
Without hesitation, Gus. The second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania. I despise him. I would kill off both the old crappy animatronic Gus and the new CGI Gus. The worst.
You need a hunting permit for this.
Whatever.
What about yourself?
Mr. Six from the Six Flags commercial. That creepster old guy who does the young dance move. Horrible. Why are you advertising a creepy old guy to attract kids? I hope you die in a tilt-a-whirl accident.
You know what? We should open this up to everybody.
That would be fun.
I mean, if you could kill off a character either in a movie, a TV show, or especially a commercial. Commercials really play best.
Oh, big time.
It really does.
Because we see him constantly.
All right. Yeah. So we already got Jamie gone. We got the groundhog gone. And Mr. Six gone. Who would you go with?
This is not a commercial because you guys picked mine in Outlander. You know, I've complained about this many times.
Right.
Jamie and Claire's daughter, Brianna.
Uh-huh.
I hate her.
Yeah. She's so annoying. She's been annoying from the get-go. All right, okay, I'll give you that. All right, what is it for you folks? Call us here in the studio. If you could kill off any character, right, whether it's a movie, a TV show, or a commercial, and I think commercials work best because we're all annoyed by them. There's a woman who does a commercial for a car dealership in Jersey that she's always walking along the cars, and she bounces. She doesn't walk. She bounces. It's like, going up and down. It's like, oh, stop, right? She's definitely on my list, too. But who would it be for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you could kill off any character in a TV commercial, a movie, or a TV show, who would it be? 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by the Philadelphia Golf and Travel Show, February 8th through the 10th. MyPhillyGolfShow.com, the website to go to. Today's Alice Cooper's birthday. One of the first rock stars I ever dealt with. I'm pretty sure I've told this story on the air, but when I was in college in Hofstra, they did, what was that, ABC show in concert. Okay. The first two concerts were the Allman Brothers and Alice Cooper, and that was the first time I met him. So it is even before I was in radio.
Wow.
Right? And over the years, one of the nicest human beings you would ever, ever want to deal with, and especially to other musicians. The people he goes out and finds, the careers he's started, he's just an all-around great guy. But happy birthday to him. It is his birthday today. And sometimes an artist just knows when they've written a unique song, and Alice has this story about having that feeling when he was working on No More Mr. Nice Guy from the Billion Dollar Babies album. Although he might have, he wasn't really all that sure about it.
It just had its own rhythm, it had its own feel. I knew as soon as I heard the title, I said, this is going to be good. It's going to be funny, it's going to be pop, it's going to be hard, it's going to have a bite to it, it's going to have some satire to it. Once the lyric is written and once that one line is written, then it's kind of simple. You start writing it, and as soon as it starts sounding like something else, you take it another direction until you shape it into something that doesn't sound like anything else. And you still can't help from it sounding. If I listen to No More Mr. Nice Guy, I think it sounds kind of like early Who.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Someday I should work up the nerve of playing my son's version of this song. Did I ever play that for you?
I don't think so.
All right.
Just make sure we're not in the meeting when Bill comes storming out.
Yeah, I was going to say, what would Bill have to say about that?
No, what the hell? All right. Like he listens.
You know what? John?
What?
Your last hour. Should be nothing but Casey. Like Demi got an hour. Nothing but Casey stuff.
And the rumors start, ladies and gentlemen.
By that time, it'll be classic rock.
46 degrees outside, cloudy and mild today with periods of rain. The high temperature, about 59 degrees. I mentioned this earlier this morning in regards to Valentine's Day. It's only 10 days away, and today is the day to make a reservation. If you want, and I didn't clarify this earlier, if you want the restaurant, the time, and the table. You know, it's really hard at restaurants to get a table for two. Mm-hmm. So when Valentine's Day comes along, right, you know, and if you're stuck, you can always get a table for four, double with somebody, right? But today's the day you're going to do it. Or we could cover your ass because we, once again, because we are the love show, ladies and gentlemen. It means so much to all of us here. And with Valentine's Day coming, once again, we have teamed up with my buddy Dave McGrogan and the Harvest Seasonal Grill restaurants, all of them throughout the Delaware Valley. And we've got dinners for two for people who, well, screwed up their Valentine's Day. We want to hear how you effed up Valentine's Day sometime in the past. Send it on into us. Send an email to doghouse@wmgk.com. And if selected, we will send you off to the Harvest restaurant of your choice. Dinner is completely on us. You've got reservations. You are set. It's a Friday night, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You really, if you want to go someplace, you really need to make your reservations. And after today, it's just going to get harder and harder. So send it an email. Tell us how you screwed up Valentine's Day. And I didn't get a gift isn't an answer. It's got to be have more depth than that, right? But send it to us at doghouse@wmgk.com. And if you're selected, dinner is going to be on us on Valentine's Day, and you don't have to worry about a thing. Other than the fact that you're still expecting candy and flowers and chocolate, all that stuff. You know, yeah, chocolate, gummies, the whole thing. All right.
Love and affection.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever screwed up Valentine's Day.
I never have. I never have at all. Lisa does it all the time. No.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Every day I run into all kinds of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
Yep, it's time for F My Life. These are actual stories that are put into the F My Life website. That people, something happens in their life, and they just say, I got to vent, I got to go someplace, and this is where they go and do it. And without fail, if this happened to you, as soon as it was done, you would say, F my life also. Let's start out this morning with this guy who said, my teacher yelled at me for using my phone in class. I apologized out loud, knowing that it would help me get off easier. She was yelling at somebody else.
Whoops.
F my life.
Yesterday, my girlfriend, whom I thought I would marry, broke up with me. She broke up with me because I don't believe the government controls the weather.
F my life. It is a deal breaker. I love this one. Today, it's the first birthday of the condom in my wallet.
Oh, God.
F my life.
Last week, I bought my mother an expensive big screen TV that she wanted. After I bought it, she continued browsing for more stuff. I told her I couldn't afford extra items. She got mad and called me selfish. F my life.
When my 15-year-old brother was visiting me, he thought it would be a great idea to switch my expensive moisturizer with fake tanning cream. I'm going to work in 12 hours, and I'm fluorescent orange. F my life.
Today, in a rush to get home from work to use the bathroom, I hit a deer, and it startled me so badly that I wet myself.
Oh, God. That's
my life.
That's an appropriate story for you, Dave.
Yes, it is.
And lastly this morning, today I learned that a spontaneous romantic gesture of arriving home early with flowers and wine is not welcome when your wife is busy having sex with your brother.
Ooh.
F my life.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
As a matter of fact, right now on WMGK.com, I just did an on the record recently of what is hands down the best way to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah?
Naked. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I spend a lot of money on Girl Scout
naked.
Cookies.
naked. Spoiler alert. Steve, spoiler alert. Jesus.
That's disgusting.
Wait, that's not the method.
I thought it just went under the radar. Nobody heard it.
I caught it.
All right, but it is a fun. I have so much fun. But I end up, I enjoy doing this so much that I end up spending anywhere between $50 and $70 every year on Girl Scout cookies, right?
How much of that is spent here with the sales department?
None.
Oh, really?
None. None at all. You have to be at a stand.
Okay.
If you want me, you got to be sitting there in an Acme or
Home Depot,
Home Depot, yep, or something like that, selling your cookies, and I will go through my routine. But it's a fun routine, and I recommend everybody do it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Earlier today, the ratings came out, the favoritism ratings came out for the commercials in the Super Bowl. And a lot of ones that you expect like the Jeep one, the Hyundai one with the Park the Car.
Yeah.
Right? You know, that they all came up in the top five. And then down at the bottom was the Winona Ryder website commercial, the one with the guys in robbing the bank with the masks on. That's supposed to be a series of commercials, that one. Right.
Winona Ryder was in a commercial that involves stealing?
No.
It's two different commercials.
I missed it.
Anyway, but the one that threw me during the Super Bowl was the Progressive commercial,
mm-hmm,
because it started out not like a Progressive commercial, but it had the Jamie guy in it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that was the whole gist of the joke. Right. You know, and I was, but at first when I saw it, I go, oh my God, somebody hired this guy for another commercial. Right. And, you know, and I was, he's a character I want to kill off. I'm sick of Jamie. I'll handle Flo, but I'm sick of Jamie. And I asked the guys, you went with
Gus, Pennsylvania's second most famous groundhog.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah,
brutal.
Yeah, yeah. And you hate that guy from Six Flags.
The old guy from Six Flags.
That guy from Six Flags.
So annoying.
So we're opening up the phone lines. 215-263-WMGK. Is there a character that you would kill off? It could be a character in a commercial, in a movie, on a TV show. See what Diane has to say. Good morning, Diane. How you doing?
Great.
All right. So, Diane, whether it's a TV commercial, a movie, a TV show, give me a character you'd want to kill off.
I can't stand the gecko from the Geico commercial.
the Geico gecko. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Now, who do you hate more, the gecko or the guy with the emu?
Both of them.
Both of them. Yeah, people. I'm with you. Hey there, Bill.
Yeah.
What character you want to kill off?
This might sound a little cruel, but Andrew Keaton from Family Ties.
Bill, you've been holding on to that for a little too long.
I'm sorry. Hey, look, they could have squeezed a couple good years out of that show.
Mary.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. So who would you kill off?
I am going to kill off those disgusting Charmin bears.
Yes,
I'm with you.
Yes. And I swear off their products because of them.
Right. Not only that, I hate the little bear the most.
Yeah,
I hate the baby bear.
Dancing around, right? And then the parents that won't pick up the underwear.
Right. Why don't you three just go back to porridge?
Yes, I agree.
Good morning. Wade.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Who do you want to kill off?
You know those two guys in the Sonic ad?
Yes.
Both of those guys.
Do you want to kill off both of them, or do you just want to kill off the stupid one?
Which one's the stupid one?
Yeah, that's a great point. The bromance is definitely taxing.
Mike?
Yes?
All right, who do you want to kill off?
Cheryl and her she shed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I wish the lightning had actually struck Cheryl and not her she
shed. I wish her husband would throw her into the damn thing when it's on fire.
Yes, definitely.
Keith?
That old guy from those Trivago commercials telling you how much you can save booking your hotel for them?
I know who you're talking about.
Right, right, right. But he's not old. He just has a gray beard.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, he's just...
As if he's better than you.
There he is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He does do
Trivago.
That.
Is he worse than the traveling gnome, though?
The traveling gnome is generally funny. I can deal with that. Like, okay. That's a gimmick for that. But this guy's just like, hey, I'm old and generally handsome.
You know
your hotels are here.
What I get when I see the Trivago commercials, it's almost as if he's trying to sell me an upscale coffee. Because that's what I think of Trivago. Like, Trivago. Pinky ale.
Yep.
Exactly.
Tom, if you could kill off anyone, TV show, movie, commercial, who do you want to, what character do you want to get rid of?
I'm going to represent for a lot of women I've come across contact with. They all hate the Burger King guy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The Burger King guy is really creepy. You know what else is creepy about him? How much he looks like Eskin. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. People call him that.
The John DiBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.